Well, the thing about fear in the Bible is that there are two types of fear. There is actually a holy fear of God, a reverent fear of God. You know, this is where even the Bible talks about a dread of God. This is a sense that we recognize who he is and who we are in his sight, that he is the creator, the almighty, the alpha, the omega, ruler of the universe, creator, sustainer, and, you know, who are we in his sight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of fear, dread that we're talking about. Not an unhealthy fear.
Yeah, healthy.
Yeah, this is a healthy fear. Mm-hmm. You know, the fear that we know that God could punish us for everything that we do, but because of Jesus Christ, that punishment has been taken away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just God's grace, right? And it's almost another word for it could be like respect.
Yeah.
A very deep respect for God and who he is and what he does in our life on a daily basis.
Now, there is another fear mentioned in the Bible.
Mm.
This is absolute terror, living in fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of the absence of love, fear of so many things. And this is a fear that God doesn't want us to live in, as it says in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So when we see someone living in fear, we need to encourage them and even challenge them to let that fear go and let God rule, not their fear. Because when we let fear lead us, God is not leading us.
Yeah, that's true.
And that means we're not trusting him to handle anything that comes our way. But the Bible says he is able to handle all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to trust him to conquer our fears.
Oh, yeah. So good. And it's like, it's natural if you have those fears. It's like scary situations. Say you're like, you know, first day of school today. Maybe you're going into high school or maybe, you know, different things. It's okay to have those emotions, but then also like stop and realize like, okay, I have an amazing God, an amazing Heavenly Father that's in control and that knows what he's doing, and he will give me the strength to get through everything.
Exactly.